As we get set for the start of the second half, it will be Monmouth kicking off, defending the end zone to our right, and Eric Spillane will kick off here. Monmouth will try and pooch this one into the sideline. Bobbled there for a second. Hawks get it back! Went off of the Bryan player, and I believe Joe Johnson had it at the bottom of this pile. Now Bryan saying they do. We haven't seen any signal yet.
No signal, Matt. They're trying to determine if the Bryant player was down before he fumbled. I don't think he was. Johnson did come away with the football, as there's a discussion going on near the Monmouth sideline worth mentioning.
Well, certainly the good thing for Monmouth, at least we hope, is that the head coach closest to the conversation is the Monmouth coach.
I don't see how, as Bryant's going to say that they have the football, I don't really see how they could have the football, short of Monmouth committing a penalty.
Number 26, Gary Locks, ruled down by contact.
There you go.
Well, they will say that the Bryant player down by contact, the official ruling, a little bit difficult to make out the referee, and honestly a little difficult to stomach that call. It looked like MU was going to get it off of a pooch kick by Eric Spillane.
I'd love to know what Marty Fine could be asking the officials. You were given the football, and you're having a discussion. Did you see, by the way, Coach Callahan trail that ball the entire way as soon as it was kicked? You know he was waiting for the right time to call that, and kudos to him as now both teams have left the field. Are we getting a do-over? What's going on out here? I don't see how it isn't Monmouth football, Matt.
Well, the Monmouth defense looks to be organized on the far side. Right now, however, for Bryant, they've got a bunch of special teams guys in the huddle talking things over with Marty Fine. Why would they kick it over again if he was down by contact?
Right. The last ruling that we had communicated to us in the rare time that the microphone has worked today was down by contact. It looks as though I don't believe what I just heard. The officials just said we're going to re-kick it. You know what, guys? That play might have happened. We're not really sure what's going on.
The officials, the word from the PA, public address announcement, was that the officials have ruled a re-kick. I don't quite get it. But
what?
Nonetheless, Monmouth will come back on and we'll kick it off again. This time it will be Lucas Santangelo to come on and kick off. There was no penalty, no flags that came out. Just for some reason, we're kicking the ball over again.
That'd be great. You know, you're teaching one of your classes. A student goes, you know what? I didn't like that paper I sent you. I'm going to redo it.
I'm going to redo it. And I would say, of course you can redo it. No problem. There is, however, a second that's off the clock. So there was an actual play that did take place, but it didn't actually count in terms of the overall flow of the game. Santangelo will kick this one off high and deep to DePatawa, who takes it about midway in his own end zone and will take a knee. Thought about coming out, and now it will be Monmouth. Check it, Bryan football. The Monmouth defense coming back on. Ball coming out to the 25-yard line.
To close that play, I think here's the part that you're most upset about if you're either coach. You can stomach a bad call either way. As long as the call is made, they go with it, and that's fine. But to do that, it's really admitting that we really don't know what happened. There's no replay. My iPhone's not working. We'll just do it again.
Bryant offensively limited to just 3 points on the day. Here's the give to Michael Perry, trying to get around the right side. Can't do that. Dropped in the backfield by Dave Demersion. Flag came out as well, thrown by the linesman on the near side, usually in the area of a hold. This might be one that Mama thinks about declining.
I was just going to make the point, Matt. I think if this is a hold, it was thrown at the 25-yard line. I probably decline this penalty, as it is a hold on Bryant. They're going to accept it, however, and force the Bulldogs back.
I don't think you could go wrong either way with it. You push him back, and it becomes first and long rather than second and about 12.
Monmouth actually redo. It was declined.
Now, the referees did a redo. Don't you start with it either.
I just thought it applied to color commentators as well.
Second down, and let's call it 14. After a nice play by Demersion, Westerhouse going to roll to his left, stop, throw, look deep down the field for Jordan Harris, who cut his pattern off at the 50-yard line. The ball made it into Mama territory at about the 40. By the way, Dave Demersion with that tackle back behind the line of scrimmage, he now has 12 tackles behind the line on the season. Two today, came in with 10. That among the team leaders, Pat O'Hara, started with 11 and a half on the day. Don't have O'Hara's total stats, so it might be Demersion who has the lead in that category. Westerhaus in trouble here, running for his life, and will get dropped down back behind the line of scrimmage on what was third and long. Irizarry there, Darnell Leslie there, O'Hara there as well. And Westerhaus bringing the offense off, minus one player. There is a man down right now for Bryant. Looks like one of the offensive linemen in notable pain.
Yeah, clutching his left leg, as I think he might have got rolled up on, Matt, when Westerhaus went down. He fell on top of a pile of players, and that lineman being treated right now by the Bryant Sports Medicine staff.
Don't have a number for you on it. It is fourth down and about 19, as we are just 35 seconds into this third quarter. It will be Bryant who will have to punt the football away as soon as the injury is taken care of. MU looking good right now in terms of getting win number 6 on the season. Looks like number 70.
It's either 70 or 78. I'm going to go 70.
And that is Charles Argast, the 6'2", 285-pound senior, the starting left guard, able to limp off under his own power. And on here will be Sam Sammons, who will punt inside of his own 5-yard line. Hawks should get great field position, looking like they are bringing pressure and mild pressure coming off. Sammons gets off pretty good punt, chasing Elijah Phillips back to his 40-yard line, and he is tackled there by Jordan Harris. Harris with a great special teams tackle, making the hit right where Phillips caught the football at the 40-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 for MU. 14:06 to go, third quarter, 21-3 in favor of Monmouth.
And Matt, I would be very surprised if you saw any risky downfield pass by Brandon Hill while Monmouth has at least this advantage. I think they need to keep this football on the ground. My goal for this second half, we know Julian Hayes is over 1,000 yards. Both running backs should leave this game over 1,000 yards in this one if possible. Let Hayes and Asante grind this one away.
Here is Hayes running into the short side of the field, the offensive left. Gains about 2, pushed out of the 42-yard line. Would have to be a pretty big half for Asante, who had 23 yards in that first half. That puts him right around 900 for the day. Certainly not undoable.
I'm still calling for it. I'd love to see it. I'd also love if Julian would have gone down inbounds on that play, as now they'll wind the clock.
Just inside of 14 minutes to go. Split wide receiver set. Here's Hill wanting to throw. Looks in the flat for Morrow. The ball deflected by Jeff Kovitz off the end. That will stop the clock and make it 3rd and 8. This fresh air is making you a little punchy here in the second half.
It's more strategy than anything else. I just know that this Monmouth offensive line, when they're allowed to lean on teams with a lead in the second half, that's when the Hawks are at their best.
3rd down and 8. Monmouth trying to keep the offense on. Richards and Davenport near sideline left. Sumlin and Sterling up top to the right. Hayes the single back. Bryant showing blitz. They'll walk it off and rush 4-7. Dropping. Hill runs through a tackle. Pops. Finds Richards at the 30-yard line. And then Richards able to tiptoe his way to about the 25-yard line. Great job by Brandon Hill. He had his jersey being pulled on, was able to just get it free for a second and realize where the line of scrimmage was and saw Richards wide open on the Bryant sideline.
And because Hill was almost near the line of scrimmage, a lot of the Bryant players in the back end came forward. They thought they were going to have to make a tackle on a scrambling quarterback. Instead, Hill, nice presence of mind, head up downfield, eyes Richards, who had broke off his route to help the quarterback for the first down.
Morrow and Hayes into the backfield together. It'll be Hayes getting it this time, going left, cuts back at the numbers, and takes it over the 25-yard line, gets to the 23. 3-yard pickup. It'll be 2nd and 7. We've played 2 minutes here in our third quarter. Monmouth maintaining a 21-3 advantage.
For the record, I love being outside. I'm a little partial to sun. And if we could maybe carve out a little hole in this tent, I'd love to get a good face tan here in the second half.
Well, Bryant's not on the schedule for the foreseeable future, so I think you could go ahead and do him anything you wanted.
It plays.
Brandon Hill from the shotgun. Hayes will get it again. Dips his shoulder left and then bounces to his right. Gets back to the line of scrimmage, maybe even lost a little bit. It'll be third down and just about eight right now. And Wanakizi on that tackle off his defensive end spot.
Hawks with third and long here. Could still opt to maybe go draw. It's an interesting spot on the field. It could be four down territory. It would be probably a makeable error explaining field goal from right here, however.
Would be about a 42-yarder from where it sits right now. Hayes, the single back. Hill wanting to throw. Pressure coming. Hill going right, stopping, and will get sacked. Well, forget about the field goal now as Hill lost about 15 yards on the sack back to the Bryant 40-yard line. That's one Hill's got to know once he gets pressure, you got to throw it away.
Well, he had escaped the tackle box, Matt, when Brandon Hill gave that little shimmy to the outside. I thought he knew what he was doing. Throw that one into the fifth row on the visitor's sideline. Instead, he tucked it, and he could potentially, on that play, have cost Monmouth the chance for three.
Ryan Moore on to punt it away. He'll step into it at midfield. High snap, pressure coming, and Moore just got it off. Woodson will let it bounce at the five, and it will make the end zone. Good job by Ryan Moore, who's got a little bit quicker of a foot than Spillane, able to get that one off. It does take a Bryant bounce into the end zone. Will come out to the 20-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 for the Bulldogs. 11:07 to go in the third quarter. Monmouth maintaining a 21-3 advantage.
And that defense goes back on the field ever since that first drive. They have kept the Bulldogs off the scoreboard. They have been very good. And, Matt, they have been getting heavy, heavy pressure on the quarterback, Westerhaus, all afternoon.
Five-man front. Sikowski walks up as the outside linebacker. Play action for Westerhaus. Here comes pressure again. And Gary Onakuzi will make the sack in the backfield. A loss back to the 14-yard line, about 6 yards. It will be second and long. Another sack for MU.
And this is just getting... It's now Monmouth just getting after Westerhaus. Bryant down by 18. They need to throw the football. That's not good news for them as their offensive line is getting beat and beat constantly up front. Westerhaus is under constant pressure.
Bryant's best player so far today negated out of this game. Jordan Harris just one catch for 23 yards. Lines himself up as the far side wide receiver. Here is the give to Ryan Black. Good second down run. Takes it out over the 20, now over the 25, and gets to the 26-yard line. That a gain of just about 12. Third down and a makeable long three for the Bulldogs.
We'll see what they elect to do here. We see them sometimes huddle, sometimes not. By them not huddling here, they have to keep Monmouth in that third down alignment. So Bryant may keep it on the ground.
They will keep it on the ground. It'll be Black again on the carry. He'll have the first down and more out over the 30 to about the 34-yard line. And credit Bryant that time, as you said, keeping the smaller, quicker guys for MU that time and going right at the heart of the defense.
Yeah, when they saw that Monmouth was caught in their nickel pass rush situation, they went under center, fullback behind, and had the first down.
Westerhaus here wanting to throw. Throw back, looking for the tight end. Lavin will make the catch, and he gets drilled immediately by Demersion, who makes the tackle at the 37-yard line. Gain of three to make it second and seven.
Some really, Matt, pleasant surprises all season long on that defensive side of the ball. I don't think there's any bigger one than number 57, Dave Demergen. He is as reliable as it gets at the outside linebacker position.
Has had a tremendous season. Quick pass to the outside. Catch made by Chad Ward. He will step out at the 40. Another three-yard pickup. Second down coming up and just about four. A third down, rather. Excuse me. Third down at about 4 o'clock. Now moving with 9 minutes remaining in this third quarter. MU up 21-3. Three-step job for Westerhaus. Flares it to the outside. That catch is made by Tyreek DeShields. will take it into Hawk territory at the Monmouth 49-yard line. Zacharias and Coe combining on the stop.
And that's what Bryant did so well in the first half, completing intermediate passes to the boundary. That time they get in the slot, a mismatch with the shield on a linebacker. He picks it up.
Split back set, Westerhouse wanting to throw again. Pressure coming. Demersion had him for a second. Nice ball thrown and caught by Chad Ward, who will take it down inside the Hawk 35, get to about the MU 31-yard line.
And credit Westerhouse there, hanging in. He took a big shot from Pat O'Hara, but delivering the football right on the money for the first down. Bulldogs with their best drive since their first drive of the game.
Coming with 8:20 to go in the third. Split back set, Tyler McIntyre and Michael Perry into the game. Draw play set up for Black. Started left and then came back to the middle. Will go to the 29-yard line for a gain of about two to leave Bryant with a second and eight. Szymanowicz and O'Hara in on that tackle. And back to work Bryant goes. They won't huddle here on second and eight. Westerhouse gets it from the shotgun. Sets up left, comes right, looks, and that ball incomplete. The intended target, R.J. Randall L., couldn't hang on to it on the Bryant sideline. This will allow Monmouth to get in their third down nickel package. Bryant will make a couple of changes here as well. Probably think four down territory here for the Bulldogs, already trailing by 18 and about midway through our third quarter. Westerhouse split back set from the shotgun. Looking into the flat, Black will make the catch, and he will get taken down quickly by Tevrin Brandon after only about a yard gain to the 29-yard line. And that tells me that Bryant is thinking four down territory.
Yeah, and I think they would have wanted to pick up more than the 1 yard gain there. I agree with you, but I wouldn't necessarily think kicking the field goal here is a bad call just because it's fourth and eight, and there isn't much time left. It's ticking away, but they need to get points on the board.
This time, Westerhouse under center. Five-step drop, looking left all the way, going over the middle, and that ball is dropped. Jordan Harris had it in his grasp but could not put it away, and on downs, Bryant unable to come up with it, and MU will get it back. Bryant now on the day, one of three on fourth down conversions.
How many times do you think a play-by-play man in his career has said, Jordan Harris with the drop, doesn't put many on the ground?
Yeah, not many in the last couple of years. Of course, he was part of a dynamite combination, you know, the Jordan show, they would say up here. Jordan Brown, the great running back, one of the best in NEC history, and Jordan Harris on the other side. Brown has since graduated, so a lot of the attention now going to Jordan Harris, and Mama so far today has done a great job on him.
Yeah, it's been the other receivers that have had the better go of things. The MU defense is really keyed on Jordan Harris well.
Mama takes over at their own 29-yard line. It will be Asante on a little delay draw up the middle to the 32 for a gain of three. Seconds and seven. Marquise Watson, the freshman outside linebacker, on the stop. As we mentioned earlier, this is the last game in the at least foreseeable future between these two teams, playing for the sixth time today. Bryant was a Division II team for a long time. Marty Fine has led them now to full FCS football. We're a solid Division II team. Couple of NE10 championships and spots in the playoffs. Asante draw play this time off the right side. Good stiff arm by KB at the 35. He'll have forward progress out close to the 37-yard line where it'll be third down just about three.
Would think they'd keep it on the ground here. Let KB, the closer, come in, hammer away at this Bryant defense. We've seen him do that, Matt, in a handful of Monmouth's five wins this season. And let that offensive line keep doing the job. But to finish your point, you're right. Coach Fine has done a tremendous job up here in Smith Field, and this team has a lot of championships on the D2 level. Look for them in NEC play to continue that trend in the years to come.
Four wide receiver set. McLafferty, one of those guys, split wide to the right. Hill usually has liked to go that way. The route cut off. Hill in trouble and will get sacked. Lucky he didn't lose the football, too. Tried to make a play and spin out of it, but could not. And now on fourth down at about 10, Monmouth will have to punt it away and look for Bryant to bring heavy pressure on this play.
And that's why we'll see more back in. You said he's got a quicker leg. No one likes to throw the football more than I do. Third and two there. I think maybe you keep it on the ground. Let Asante try and pick it up and move the chains.
Jeremy Woodson back deep. 10 up on the line for Bryant. Here comes the pressure. Moore able to get it off. Not a great kick, but did a good job again just to get it off the foot. Bounced at the Bryan 46, down by Kyle McGuire at the 48-yard line. It will be 4:54 to go in the third, 21-3.
24-yard punt by Ryan Moore that time, getting it just over midfield in the face of heavy pressure.
That's what you were trying to
That's
tell
That's what
me.
I was trying to tell you.
All right.
Either that or I was trying to tell you to steal second. I wasn't sure what I was doing.
I used to be able to do that in the day. No more, however. First and 10. Westerhouse from the shotgun. Stops, pressure again. Finds this time Jordan Harris, who runs through a tackle at the 40-yard line. Gets 6 extra yards. That's one guy now you don't want to catch fire all of a sudden. This is still a competitive game, at least scoring-wise. Just 21-3, Monmouth up in control. But the Bulldogs maybe with some second life right now.
And after Harris dropped the fourth down play the drive before, you've got to think he's extra focused now. That time dragging Monmouth defenders.
Taylor Barthlett has come in at the wide receiver spot. Here is Ryan Black with a nice move at the line of scrimmage. Started left, bounced right, and able to take it deeper into Monmouth territory. Stopped at the MU 28-yard line. Charles Argast, who had injured himself before, a little slow here, and will limp off the field. Be replaced by George Smith, number 58. 6'2", 285-pound freshman. Three wide receiver set. Keep an eye on Harris in the slot right now off to the left. Nick Carroll has him with help over the top. Westerhouse looks right, throws right. Brandon stepped in front of it. The pass is incomplete, and then a late flag coming out. This may be a roughing the passer call on the Monmouth defensive lineman, Brad Brown, number 62. That is exactly the call. Don't worry about it, referee. I'll take care of it up here. Brown, the 6'2", 305-pound senior, drove Westerhouse into the ground, and this will cost Monmouth 15 yards. A silly penalty that time.
Now, you don't want to gift wrap yards for the other team, especially when you're playing so well as a defensive unit. Now you set Brian up inside the red zone, inside the 15-yard line, looking for their first touchdown of the game.
Ball spotted inside the 15 at the Hawks' 14-yard line with 3:50 to go. Clock stopped here. It'll begin with the snap of the football. Split back set. Jordan Horn, the sophomore fullback, and Ryan Black, the sophomore tailback. Westerhouse, with time, will airmail this one out of bounds. Good coverage in the end zone that time by MU. Westerhouse, again, pressured, took a hard shot one more time.
Yeah, Eisenstadt and Minnick in on him in a hurry. I don't remember the last time Westerhouse has dropped back to throw and not had to pick himself up off the grass.
Second and 10. Again, a split back set. Two receivers left, one right. Draw play, set up for Black. Runs through a tackle at the 12-yard line, gets to the 10, bounces to the outside, gets down towards the goal line, and is in for the touchdown. One of the rare times today that Monmouth has not wrapped up defensively, and it will cost them on the scoreboard.
Aramark and the Monmouth Dining Services are an award-winning leader in professional services providing food service, facilities management, and career apparel to healthcare institutions and universities just like Monmouth. Aramark is proud to be MU's official food service provider.
3:36 to go here in our third quarter. Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti, Brian Cedillo back in the studio today of the Shore Sports Network. 14-yard touchdown run for Ryan Black has made this a 21-10 game as Tom Alberti will sky this one high, not real deep. Just inside the 10-yard line, Tevron Brandon will field it, slips a tackle at the 25 and gets taken down at the 29-yard line. Running down the field and making the stop, Michael Johnson, the junior defensive back. I think we say this a lot week to week with some of the schools that Monmouth has on the schedule. A wide variety of states represented on the Bryant roster. They go coast to coast pretty much. California on here, Florida, obviously heavy contingent of Northeast schools, and down as far as Maryland on the southern side. But a lot of academic attention here for Bryant. Very good academic school, and they get a lot of different type of players and athletes to come here. On first down, Mama throwing to the outside. Catch is made by Sterling. He'll push it out over the 30-yard line, close to the 34.
Yeah, Bryant, Matt, has a tremendous academic reputation. They've got a business school. They've got a lot of different really serious academic programs up here. And just when you look up the rankings, how colleges are, Bryant always near the top in a lot of different categories, and just a beautiful, huge campus up here just outside of Providence.
Second down and six after a four-yard gain. Asante here, good head of steam, chopped down in the open field. Nice tackle made by Sebastian Amedy, the junior safety, coming up to make the stop. Four-yard gain, it'll leave Monmouth with a third down and two.
And now third and two. I, again, keep this one on the ground. Lean on this Bryant line runner right at him. Let KB do what he does. Pick up a couple of yards. Get those chains moving.
Zach Fable has checked into the game. Tight end left. Davenport and Sterling up top to the right. Morrow Asante in the backfield with Hill. Five-man front by Bryant. It will be Asante looking for the first down. Look at that hard run. Good push by KB, who was hit in the backfield, but able to get out to the 40-yard line for a three-yard gain. That will move the chains, keep the clock running, as we are at the 2:10 mark here in the third quarter.
Just what we called for. Let him square those shoulders, run it right behind Big Mike Hunchak, right up the middle. A nice power gut play, and let that clock tick. And more importantly, keep that Bryant defense on the field and look to wear them down.
Inside of 2 minutes, Monmouth leading 21-10. Bryant had grabbed a 3-0 lead, 21 straight for the Hawks, and that last touchdown by Bryant has tightened it up a little bit. Stack running back set off the left side. Asante will get it. Try the left side of the formation. Just over the line of scrimmage. Half-yard pickup. Clock will continue to move here with a second down and a long nine coming up for MU.
Yeah, he got, I believe, one ball length over the 40-yard line. Bryant's stout run defense up front. They've done a good job today. They've only allowed MU, Matt, right around maybe 2.5-3 yards a carry. Outside of a couple big runs, including a Hayes touchdown run early, they have got the majority of the plays as wins in their column.
Davenport and Sterling up top this time. Formation to the right. Morrow will join them that way as a trip set. Sterling, dumped down pass over the middle at about the 45-yard line. He is corralled down after a quick catch and tackle. That stop by the middle linebacker, Robert Wallace. 4-yard gain. Make it third and six now for MU. We're inside of 40 seconds to go in this third quarter. Bryant will change packages and bring on their nickel. Hawks will counter with McLafferty, Sumlin, and Davenport off the left. Sterling up top to the right, and Asante the single back. Bryant will rush four. Standing in and throwing is Hill, wanting Sterling on the slant. They couldn't connect, and it'll bring up a fourth down and six here, and Monmouth will have to punt it away with 17 seconds to go in the third quarter.
The Hill's pass a little too hot, intended for Sterling, a little too inside of that slant route as well. So the offense has hit a bit of a snag here. These last few drives, they haven't really been able to get it going. And now the defense will have their back against it after Moore has to punt it away. Bryant did score the last time they got it.
Pressure coming again, and again Moore gets it off. Woodson able to call for and make a fair catch at the 18-yard line. That banging that you just heard was my broadcast partner on the chain link fence that keeps us from falling out of the press box area. Unhappy after Ryan Moore was run into, but the referee not throwing the flag for a roughing the kicker call.
Am I wrong?
I didn't say that you were wrong.
No, I know, but in your opinion,
describing the banging sound that the listeners would have heard.
That I know, and I apologize for that. It makes for awful radio. But that was the definition of it, wasn't it? He got run into. I mean,
he did get run into.
What the penalty's called?
First,
that sound, by the way.
First and 10, Westerhouse under center. Three-step drop for him. Looking to the outside. Wanted Chad Ward. Threw it behind him. And the clock stopped with 6 seconds to go in our third quarter. With a second and 10 coming up, Monmouth maintaining that 21-10 advantage.
My biggest problem is that's what the head official's looking at on that play. He watches the quarterback up on offensive plays and the kicker on specialist plays.
Delayed draw play set up to the right side. Black will get it, and he is hit and dropped at the 20-yard line by Pat Gray. Good open field tackle that time by Gray. We have played three. We step out here for a 60-second timeout. We come back for the start of the fourth quarter. It's still a ball game here from Smithfield, Rhode Island. Monmouth 21, Bryan 10. We're back in 60 seconds with more Hawks football on the Shore Sports Network.